knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
We should throw Dean for a loop or throw a loop at him and talk about porn.
Loop me.
Dean, would you be comfortable just reviewing the porn films that the kids are into, the dirty films?
Does it have anything to do at all with Jay Cutler's photos?
It could.
Yeah.
Yes, it could. It's a full moon, Dean.
Oh, you're telling me.
Oh, boy.
Did you hear what Conan said?
No.
Last night about the photo? There have probably been about, 500 jokes about the nude photo that Kristen Cavallari posted on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly, Jay Cutler, nude. And last night, Conan said the last thing that Bears fans need is to see another Jay Cutler sack.
Oh, love it.
That's good stuff.
That is so funny.
That's very funny.
That is hilarious.
Very funny.
There's my first porn review.
Yeah, excellent. It's in the bank. Okay, a couple of questions before we get to this week's movies. Question number one, I'm sure you're up on this. Disney revealed yesterday that the ending of Frozen is very different from the original ending they had intended, right?
Yes, yes. Turns out that the movie was going to be a super dark. It had a few little elements of it, but apparently Elsa was going to be just a full, straight-out, wicked Snow Queen with an army of snow monsters that attacked her foes and, launched avalanches on people that she didn't like. Anna and Elsa,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Apparently, originally in the first treatment of this, they were not sisters. They were not royalty from this kingdom. The whole movie was going to have a much darker sort of diabolical tone to it all. And they worked on it. They decided that wasn't the best way to go with this story. I think probably good that they didn't. And, left us with the Frozen song, Let It Go, that I know parents can't get enough of.
Right.
Parents cannot hear enough of that song.
Right. It is still, I didn't know this until recently, but of all the animated films that have ever been made, it is the number one money-making film of all time in animation, right?
Really? I didn't know that. It's got a good runner up with Beauty and the Beast that's mm-hmm. already taken in it's close to $3 billion that it's taken in worldwide so far.
Now, can I ask you, when a movie like that makes that kind of money, there is no sequel story already in place for Beauty and the Beast? I know they did like a made for video sequel Disney did years and years ago. But are they quickly going to get together some sort of a sequel to capitalize on this? They'd have to, right?
I got to think that they would like to capitalize either with the sequel or maybe some kind of prequel or, maybe some kind of spinoff. They've done that with the Frozen characters. They've done these little kind of mini movies, little spinoff things with Olaf the Snowman and, some of the other characters. Ironically, Josh Gad, who is the voice of Olaf and voice of LeFou in Beauty and the Beast. He's the one that's apparently turning everybody gay and around the world right now with that little 2-second scene.
Yep.
So they have not confirmed anything that there's going to be any more Beauty and the Beast, but I'd be completely shocked if they didn't parlay that into two, three more projects along the way. And rightfully so. If it's done as well as this one, I hope they do.
I can't stop looking at Jay Cutler's butt. I'm sorry. I really can't. It's pretty lovely.
I wondered why you had gone so silent.
Well, I hadn't seen it when you guys started talking about it.
You had not seen that picture, really?
No.
Ooh.
I missed out on a lot.
So what's your take on it?
It's a nice looking bud.
You made it your screensaver.
Let it go.
I did make it my screensaver. I'm not even kidding. You have Mark Carman as a little boy.
Yes,
I have Jay Cutler's butt. Butler.
Yeah.
It just looks funny that he has his watch and a bracelet on.
It's weird that he's wearing nothing except some accessories.
Well, you want to know what time it is,
that
Dean.
We know of.
Even when you're walking around naked, it's important to be conscious of the time, isn't
promptness,
it?
Promptness. When naked, promptness is very important. Maybe more important
right.
when you're naked.
Yep.
You don't want to be late for something. If you're standing around, you just happen to be standing outside of your house naked, looking endlessly. I'm not even sure what he was looking at, but he was looking at it very intently. And then suddenly you realize, oh, wait a minute, I have to get downtown.
Yes.
You need your watch on because now you got to figure, do I put my clothes back on to drive downtown or do I just take a chance and drive downtown?
I say put the clothes on because you'll stick to the seat.
Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that.
Depending on that. Well, even worse in the summertime, but really, who wants to be naked in a car when it's a little chilly and damp outside, too?
Wendy has, I was kidding earlier, Dean, but Wendy has made it her screensaver.
My wallpaper.
Yep.
His butt? Is
yep.
Your,
well, the whole lovely the picture. Whole picture. The ocean looks so lovely.
Yeah.
Well, I know that you do love oceanography.
Dean, I'm concerned for Val Kilmer. Are you also concerned for him?
What's wrong?
Have you been reading his stories?
I have not.
He keeps writing weird stuff about how much he loves Cate Blanchett. And a lot of people do. She's a great actress, but he's getting weird. He just keeps writing stories about his love for her. And she's married to somebody.
Yes. He said that he wrote nice things about Cate Blanchett on Twitter, and apparently now people are saying that he's a pervert.
Right.
As a result of that, he said, I don't know why loving an actor that's so talented is creepy, but he adds, I guess I'm creepy.
Well,
I'm not going to question the man.
No, if you admit it,
somebody
that's the first
says
step.
Somebody says about themselves that you're creepy. I'm not getting involved in the middle of that.
Absolutely.
He says, I know that it makes no sense, but I didn't say anything weird.
All right.
Now, have you? I'm just.
I've read some of the notes. He talks about at one point he set up a meeting. He wanted to meet her, and instead of her showing up, her husband showed up, and he called it a very unsatisfactory meeting.
Yeah, I can see where that would be. Clothed or unclothed?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
It does not say. And then also, I don't know if you have any inside information about this, but I was reading about this last night, and I also find this a little bit disturbing. They did a reunion picture. They had almost everybody from the cast of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. They all got together. But apparently, Janet Hubert, who played Aunt Viv on the show, does not like Will Smith at all. So she's been writing some very nasty things again.
Apparently there's no love lost between Aunt Viv and most everybody on that show, from the way that I understand it.
Yeah.
When I originally saw the picture, I was not surprised that she was not in it because she's had sort of public falling out with nearly everybody on that show. So they'd gotten together. It was a big charity event that was going on. They all just happened to be there. It's not leading up to a Fresh Prince reunion. We should only be so lucky in this world to have something that would be so high quality.
Yes.
Somebody took a picture of Will Smith lately, and he looks a lot like Uncle Phil.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's aged a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's looking a lot like Uncle Phil. Actor James Avery, who passed away a few years ago.
Yeah.
Turns out he was not available for the photo.
Of him not being around.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
You guys are mean. You're bullies.
No, yeah, we're just saying.
Look at your picture. Never mind.
I am.
Check out the left bun a little bit more.
It's got a perfect butt, I got to tell you.
Dimples? I didn't look as carefully as you are. Would you say dimply?
No.
How would you describe
one? Smooth and contoured.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like his passing routes. Is that Jay Cutler or Warren Moon? I can't tell. Doesn't matter. We'll take a quick break. Dean Richards is with us. He'll tell you what weekend movies are coming your way next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
We're talking to Dean Richards, our favorite guy.
You're our favorite guy, Dean.
And I'm your favorite.
Yes.
That's what we just
it's
said.
It's all equal.
No, I meant the other way.
Oh,
all right. All right, thank you.
No, I did. I am also my favorite.
Oh,
too.
Well, that works out for everybody.
Yeah. Everybody's, win-win.
Yep, everybody wins.
Yeah.
Tell us about Ghost in the Shell. What do we need to know?
Oh, boy.
That doesn't sound encouraging.
Is this Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah.
That looks kick-ass. I'm sorry.
Not really?
Mm. Uh-oh. She looks kick-ass.
She does look kick-ass. I will give you that much. She looks fantastic.
What went wrong with this?
Well, some people are loving it. Yeah. Some people are. It's a remake of a 1995 anime. So I think the people who are really loving this are fans of that original anime, and they seem to be connecting with this film in a way that just absolutely did not register with me whatsoever. I found it boring and pretentious. And an uninteresting story, an unengaging story, but one that is visually amazing. I can see where if you're taking an anime film and using that as your source material and converting it into visually what this movie is, extremely, extremely high-tech, extremely special effects, extremely... sort of modern, ultra super modern in every possible way. I can see where you might be dazzled by that. And honestly, that's my least favorite thing in a movie. I always tend to be more of a story person than a style person. And to me, this movie is all style, ultra style, beautiful style, but left me really flat when it came to the story with this. And the story is about this woman who was in a tragic accident. Everything on her body was destroyed except her brain. And they created a high artificial intelligence body for her, into which her human brain was attached. And she becomes a crime fighter to wipe out the kind of crime that almost killed her, that is wiping out the scientists that have created this kind of world. I never got the feeling from this movie of that there was any sort of crises. I felt like it was just sort of disoriented. Everything was based on cool visual things happening. And I never engaged with this. I never, they try to make a connection and try to humanize Johansson's character in this movie. I think they fail. Maybe if you know the incredible backstory with this from the original source material, maybe you'll engage better. You know, maybe it's one of these cases where this is really an insider's movie. Like, you really have to know the 1995 original version of this in order to fully appreciate this movie. If that's the case, I take points off for that, too. You shouldn't have to be familiar with other source material in order to, if you're going to go spend $14, $15, $20 to see a movie, you should be able to see the movie, and it should be standalone. It should make sense by itself. And I just could not have been more bored during this movie. Honestly, as I say, the only thing that I can give this points for is its visual style and its look. And the best that I can give it, even for that, is Dean's List D.
Oh, that's not good. Wow. That's not good.
Pretty disappointing. And there are plenty of points where Scarlett Johansson looks like she's naked in this movie.
Right.
With that skin-tight outfit.
I want to get one like that.
You should wear that outfit
for Bill.
Oh, for me? I would wear that.
Could look like Cutler.
All right.
That would look sharp in the showcase studio.
I would love that. Dean, can I ask you a question? I've only seen the trailer, but her character, Scarlett Johansson's character, keeps jumping off of things, buildings and bridges and stuff. Don't they have escalators in the future?
Apparently, they have every other thing where you can walk through walls and do all kinds of other things.
But to get down, you need to jump off of something.
Well, you need to. Let's say you're on the third floor of a building.
Yeah.
You got to go all the way to the roof.
And jump off.
You got to go to the roof, get outside. It's not always easy to get outside
I guess.
On the actual roof of a building just to jump off.
Right.
So you can get down. down to the main. Hey, there's a Good Humor truck down there. I better jump off so I can
Seems impractical.
Get down there right away.
Well, I hope
there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
There seriously is.
That's too much.
A lot of unnecessary, super crazy, high-tech, just for the sake of being super high-tech.
Yeah.
It didn't make one bit of sense to me. This is not my favorite genre of movie,
no.
I will admit. But this one, you know, usually I can follow them.
And yeah,
I can make sense of it. This one, I just could not have been more bored with this
one. All right, Ghost in the Shell only getting a D. And we only have a couple minutes, but I know Boss Baby, I know that cheered you up, right, Boss Baby?
Boss Baby was surprisingly entertaining.
Oh.
I'm not going to say it's my favorite animated movie of the year by any stretch. I'm not going to say that this one has got a wide appeal like some do that will please, you know, that the parents are going to be just as entertained as the mid-range, mid-aged kids versus the younger ones.
Yeah.
I think this one is a little more strictly for the little kids. It's the story about a new baby who has come from a baby corporation introduced into to the family. And is trying to create a little bit of a conflict between older brother and parents and these corporations. One corporation is for the cuteness of puppies, and one corporation is for the cuteness of babies.
Mm-hmm.
It's pleasant enough. It's a nice enough story, but I think little kids, 10 years old, 10 and under, probably are the best recipients for this. The writing is okay. The acting is okay.
Yeah.
I think it's fine. I gave it a Dean's List C.
Are there any scenes that will turn you gay like in Beauty and the Beast?
No.
No scenes like that?
I will give it points for right. that. No, I did not. I was looking around because I do the... Now, I never even really paid attention to that before when I was... I've been reviewing movies for a long time, but now I hurry to the door, and as people are leaving, I ask them, have you turned gay? Have you turned gay? Have you turned gay? I check everybody. I ask everybody if they've turned gay with anything
sure.
that's happened in the movie. And so far, since the Beauty and the Beast,
yep.
I've not had, well, I didn't actually have anybody tell me they turned gay with that one either.
What?
But I'm checking from now on because
yeah,
we can't
to.
Be too careful in America
so
anymore.
So true. So true.
Thank you, Dean.
Dean, thank you so much.
Enjoy your buttocks.
I am.
That's a weird way to close out an interview, but enjoy yours too.
Thank you.
All right. That's Dean Richards, everybody. We'll take a quick break and then find out what's on the Winchester Business Lunch. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.